Well, in Margate this afternoon, I have the privilege to speak to author Justin Bernardi about his book, Do We Run From God or Do We Run to God? Justin, good afternoon and welcome, brother.
Thanks a lot. Welcome, welcome. It's the second book I've done with you guys.
Yeah, I remember. And I want to say congratulations and may the Lord just bless you and keep you with this one.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Justin, let's start. You know, the book starts off with God calling Jonah, and then Jonah starts to run, and then it takes you on a journey through different challenges.
That is correct. So you got the chapter one, which is trying to run from God, and then chapter two moves on to judging others. Chapter three is turmoil, God in the midst of turmoil. Chapter four is fear, facing your fears. Chapter 5 is faith. Chapter 6 is what is your gift? And the last chapter is closed doors, open door, and knock on doors.
Justin, if I may ask you, why did you choose to write on this topic?
Okay, so it all started with a sermon Pastor Thomas Toller preached at Margate Baptist Church called Running from God. He's preached on a sermon series, and then it moved on and it started to develop from that, and God laid it on my heart to write a specific book. And then when I encountered a friend of mine who was going through a very tough time by the name of Rene Ackerman, who's just come out of hospital, thank God she's healed in Jesus' name, we had a discussion, and we had the topic of her facing certain turmoils and problems and challenges, and it just started to develop and go forward from there one step at a time. Then, as the book took a bit of a standstill for about a year or so, because nothing would come, and then it just slowly but reboosted itself little bit by little bit. That is why I felt that it was important to write such a topic, because a lot of us have the habit of running from God when we hit turmoil,
yeah,
instead of running to God.
If one takes the whole story of Jonah into the practicality of your own testimony, each and every one of us, when we receive the calling from God to do specific things in His will and refuse to do it and follow your own will, what do you say to that?
Basically, what happens is we land up ourselves into a major trouble. We get ourselves, we almost burn bridges where we shouldn't burn bridges. We cause mayhem.
Yeah.
Instead of being obedient, when we're obedient to the word of God and we step out in faith and we do things according to God's will, things fall into place. Yes, we face trials and tribulations, but we've also got God's covering and blessing as well. But when we do it against God's will, we just cause more trouble and dig deeper holes.
Someone who is so frustrated with the calling that the Lord has given because he or she is not experiencing the fruit of their labor. Justin, what encouragement will this book with the title Do We Run From God or Do We Run To God will have for them?
They just sometimes need to exercise patience, which I admit that is one of my weak points, but something that I had to learn to deal with, being a dad of three children. And if you can just understand how to look for opportunities, even if you're just walking the streets, talking to people within your community, just talk to them and just look and ask God to show you how the person is feeling sometimes that's just coming towards you. And if you take that opportunity of stepping out of your comfort zone and just having the conversation or just a simple, hello, how are you, how's your day, you know, you don't have to get into a whole history lesson with them, but sometimes an opportunity will arise and you can end up leading the conversation. Can I pray with you? What is your need? What do you need prayer with? And those conversations will often lead a person to repentance or healing, because we don't know what the person is going through, how broken they might be, because we live in a broken world. We live, if I just take Margate, for example, around where I live, there's a lot of brokenness. There is, we're not living in the environment where, which is the, your Belitos or your Toff Ridge. This is your area where a lot of hearts are broken.
Mm.
And there's a great need. And if we just step out, just communicate with somebody, take 2 minutes of your day. Even if you're running late for work, you never know whose life you might just change and touch the life and just turn somebody's life around. That one word from God that you might have for them would turn the life around. And when you obey, listen and obey that, you will know that something great is about to happen.
Justin, you are speaking of situations where people are really struggling in life, and we know that all across the country, well, for that matter, all across the world, with the inflation just going through the roof and the economy as it is. How could we, from the perspective of empowerment and inspiration from your book, do we run from God? Do we run to God? How can we align ourselves afresh with our situations to the will of God?
When we take our time and we spend time in God's Word and we just draw ourselves to Him and we say, Lord, I am broken. And we just ask the Holy Spirit just to come upon us and just to heal us. And we just step out in that moment of faith, because faith is the evidence, which I'm going to quote, is the title deed. I'm quoting from Amplified. The title deed, the assurance that we have of things hoped for. And the, I love the words that it is our title deed. It is like when we own a property. It is your title. You've earned that right. And God has given us the right. And a lot of people do not realize the gift that they have within them to actually use the title deed and say, Lord, I'm broken. And instead of handing it all and surrendering it all to Him and saying, Lord, I can't. I just cannot anymore. I need your help. It is only when they run away from God do they, it is, it becomes even more disaster upon disaster. It is like you jumping onto a sinking ship, and the ship has got one massive giant hole in it, and you cannot do anything about it. And instead of jumping in onto the lifeboat that comes past, you will stay on the sinking ship. And when that help comes out, and you, God is that person that come down and gives us the help, the abundance, the life source. He's our life. He's our every alternate being. He is. I've got no words to even describe the magnificence of the glory of God.
Justin, the author of Do We Run From God or Do We Run To God? From Margate in KwaZulu-Natal. Justin Benardi, where can our listeners get hold of this wonderful book of yours?
Okay, I'm going to give you quite a list that's available right now. In Margate, you've got a shop called Postlink, which is one of the printing places. Postlink Margate. It's advertising currently on Margate Facebook page, your marketplace, Amazon.com. If I'm available at the Margate Mardi Gras, it's available there. It's available through myself. Just send me a message. You got my contact details. If anybody wants to get hold of me, they can contact the studio. They can send me a message. Advertised wherever and at all the other places, and we are looking to have stock available at the Mighty Men Conference, which is coming up in the 30th to the 31st of September, which is at Margate, which is the Mighty Men Conference, to the 1st.
Justin Bernardi from Margate with the book, Do We Run From God or Do We Run To God? And his telephone number, 067-241-0307. I do repeat, 067-241-0307. Justin, thank you so much, my brother. Be blessed and have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thanks a lot.